Workers are very slowly and very gingerly cutting styrofoam to protect plates and other porcelain dishes that once belonged to George Washington. The items being packed at Winterthur Museum in Wilmington will be going to China for an exhibition at the Hong Kong Maritime Museum. Winterthur's senior curator of ceramics and glass, Leslie Grigsby, says the exhibit is a return home for Washington's dishes, which were made in China specifically for the American market.
Objects that were made specifically for members of the Society of the Cincinnati, which included important American personages such as George Washington and many of the Revolutionary War heroes who he got to know, well, during that time of upheaval here in America.
The exhibit answers a growing Chinese interest in items that were exported from the country and the way the Chinese have excelled at global trade by marketing various designs to specific markets.
The types of porcelain that might have been made for the English and American market are often of a very different design than the kinds that might be made for Sweden or for Vietnam or Korea.
The porcelain exhibit is just the latest example of Winterthur's cultural exchange efforts in China. For 10 years, Director of Academic Affairs Gregory Landry has been taking Winterthur's conservation expertise to China, teaching students there how to protect and restore the Qinglong Garden inside the famed Forbidden City in Beijing. Despite its name, the garden is not what you might expect.
It's rockery. It is trees. It's not a flower garden. It's a setting for meditation. It's a setting for time to think, sort of the nature of the garden. And that is how the Qinglong Emperor wanted this space. There are multiple places for the Qinglong Emperor to sit. So you have these fantastic thrones that are really rather wonderful. It is China at its best in its 18th century artistry.
After a decade of teaching, Chinese students are taking over the conservation work.
The students have graduated on their fast track. Some of them are now back with the program in teaching. One of the objectives of the World Mind Fund, which is the supporter of this whole project, is to be sure that it's localized.
This cultural exchange looks very different than the war of words between leaders in the U.S. and China over tariffs. Landry says he's felt a unity with Chinese scholars who are equally interested in preserving their history as their American counterparts.
It's been a delight. For one semester, for 3 months, very much able to feel I was living in China. So that was rather than just simply as a guest lecturer, living there and engaging with the people. The takeaway from that is the similarities of our two cultures, more than the differences.
Cultural institutions all over America and the Western world want to continue to build on the recent tradition of stronger and stronger ties between Asia, not only China, but Japan, of course, etc., and the West.
The exhibit featuring Washington's porcelain opens in Hong Kong next month and runs through April. It may then be extended to the world-class Shanghai Museum. From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.